Let me count the ways.
People want to make these sketches. They want to talk like the highbrow. I'm here trying to fight for the common people.
And I, myself, am very lowbrow.
The lowest of the low.
Yeah, I'm pretty damn low.
You wear that with pride.
Get low, get low, get low.
Welcome to episodes 124 of Uncorked Gamers.
I'm excited.
And I'm Dan.
We got news.
Like the fact that the founder of Namco,
no!
Mr. Masaya Nakamura, has died at the age of 91.
That's a long life.
Moment of silence for the person that created Namco. That's Pac-Man, man.
Nakamura started out with making a little kitty brides. That was Namco.
Yeah, then they made Pac-Man. And people
loved they got together with Bandai.
And then they also made Mappy. Remember Mappy?
Mappy? I don't remember
Mappy. You know, little, like, mouse cop? You going, like, up and down the different floors?
This sounds familiar, but I can't picture it.
I think they also did, like, the Tower of Duraga.
Duraga? Yeah, I remember that one.
It's part of the... Mappy's part of the Namco's collections.
Namco did a lot of Pac-Man, though.
A lot of Pac-Man.
Ah, man.
Oh, man, he stayed with the company even when it got merged with Bandai Namco.
Yeah, his name is Namco, man. That N stands for Nakamura.
The N-A?
No, just the N.
Just the N, okay.
Yeah.
Well, man, sad to see you go, but at least you lived a long one.
Yeah.
Kind of short for Japanese standards, though. You know, Japan
has really?
The longest, life expectancy out of the rest of the world.
Yeah, they're not even fat over there, dude. There's, like, what, 0.01% of fat people?
They have 50% of the bicentennials that are alive.
Damn.
Apparently there's a specific region of Japan where it's if you're not living to 90, you're doing it wrong.
Okay, well.
So, Fallout 4 is getting an update, if anybody out there still cares. It's getting a high-res upgrade for the PC.
Are you looking forward to that?
And the PS4 Pro. So, you know, if you got the PS4 Pro or PC, you can get that nice high-res upgrade.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about Oceanhorn being confirmed on the Nintendo Switch. What's up?
I mean, you could also play it on your PC, PS4, Xbox.
Or you can play it on the Switch. What's up?
Why would you want to play a Zelda clone on the Zelda machine?
Because it's perfect. Where else to play a Zelda clone than on a Nintendo console?
How about that Rhombus of Ruin release date? What?
Yeah, when is that?
February 21st. That's a VR experience built specifically for PlayStation VR.
Nice.
Exclusive, tying the games of Psychonauts 1 and the upcoming sequel into one cohesive storyline.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty nar-nar.
What?
Nar-nar.
Really?
You never heard nar-nar?
You're really going to do that?
I did it. Done. It's on the internet now. People have this for their records.
That's bad. It's really bad.
I'm gonna be like, hey, can I get this high paying job that's gonna totally change my life? Oh, we would give it to you, but you said nar-nar on the internet at one point.
I believe it.
Damn it. Why did I go back to my 90s roots?
The Wii U production has officially ended.
In Japan? Yeah, worldwide now.
Worldwide, yeah. There are no more Wii U's being made, so you need to get yours now.
Why don't you
before they run out.
Save it for a Switch and just play everything backwards
compatible. I'm just saying you can buy one and leave it in the box. It'll be worth millions.
No, probably not. Nobody liked that system.
No, but it's going to be like, oh man, remember that system Wii U? Yeah, man, I got one. In box. I haven't opened it yet. Oh, dude, I'll give you $5 for that. How about 500? Nah. You can keep it.
They can get a used one for 10.
But it's not new.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm not gonna...
It'll be worth a lot, trust me. Every Nintendo console is worth a lot.
Speaking of a lot, have you ever wondered a ballpark number of how many PlayStation VRs actually got sold?
1.3 million.
I have no idea. But I can tell you how many have been registered playing VR using Resident Evil 7. And granted, the VR component is only available right now on the PlayStation VR. So everybody's playing in VR is playing it on the PlayStation VR. Now, out of the 922,000 people that have the game on any system, 10% of those people are playing on PlayStation VR. 10%.
So 90,000?
About a little bit less. 87,463 documented people. Because you can turn off the settings.
So they're not illegal immigrants?
No, they're not legal immigrants. Because I guess there's a setting you can turn off and they won't tell Capcom how you're playing. But these are all the people that have that setting turned on. 87,463 people playing with the PlayStation VR.
Doesn't sound too impressive.
I'm not one of those people.
Still doesn't sound too impressive.
So that's like almost $100,000, 100,000 units out there on something that is still hard to get. They've only recently restocked Best Buy. That's pretty impressive.
So, 1.3 million?
I mean, if the lines in Japan had anything to say. People lined up.
Is there no official number? I thought I saw a number at some point.
No, I don't think they've officially released a number, but I know
maybe that... Maybe it was just a guesstimate from somebody then.
Yeah, probably. In Japan, I think this week or last week, something like that, there were lines, like huge, like 100 people lines in major cities in all over Japan for the chance of being able to purchase a PlayStation VR. They would hold a raffle, and if you won a raffle, you could go buy your PSVR.
A raffle?
The demand is there, my friend. The demand is there. And I think Resident Evil, with all the praise and success this VR component has gotten, has shown that, yeah, you can do this. You can do both and still make them both good.
Yeah.
And let's see if the other company, see if Ace Combat can really... Actually, that reminds me. The director of Ace Combat 7 said... The best way to play is in VR.
That one seems okay to play in VR for me. Because
it has a cockpit?
Yeah, and you don't have to really look around.
You have to look around.
You can.
I saw a little video.
You don't have to.
You actually look out and see the water underneath you and the waves. It looks crazy. Unlike Star Wars experience, from what I've seen of the Ace Combat one, it actually looks like it'll make you feel more like you're inside of the ship. Because the X-Wing one, my concept of how big the X-Wing is warped or something like that. Yeah, but it looks like it feels really small when you're in the VR thing. You're like it feels small enough that my physical body would not actually fit in here.
Well, I've yet to try a space shooter or a shooter in VR.
No, dude, we'll let you do the Star Wars after the book. Why not?
I'm scared.
It's got a cockpit.
I'm scared.
It's got a pit. Of the cock variety.
I was waiting for it.
Evo's coming up, dude.
Yeah.
You see that lineup?
It's 4 or 5 months away.
You see that lineup, though?
They're doing... They're doing a... So they have these games already set, and they're doing a vote for the last game.
So they got 8 games set, and a vote for the last game.
So the game that's part of the vote is Marvel vs. Capcom 3, which was a regular game in Evo for, the last, 5 years or something? I don't know. Can't remember how long it's... been out, but it seems that Marvel is dying.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Until the new one comes out, I guess. I don't know, dude.
I think so.
It just seems a little strange, you know.
Yeah, I think there's two hopefuls for this voting to win. I think one of them would be the ever-popular Windjammers.
I don't think Windjammers are going to make it.
And the other one would be the ever-fantastic Nidhogg.
So, no. No on both.
What about Skullgirls, man? Skullgirls needs its moment Skullgirls, to shine.
I would love Skullgirls to make a comeback, but it's... I mean, more than likely, it's going to be Marvel, dude.
Or Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo?
It's going to be Marvel.
But they got the new ARMS, though. The new ARMS is up for vote. The Nintendo Switch brand new fighting game ARMS. Don't you want to watch the video of those people awkwardly dancing around the little cubicle areas?
Oh, I didn't realize you could vote for that. Where is that one exactly?
Generosity?
I want to vote for that one. I don't see it on here.
Really?
How can I vote for it?
The games to select from our ARMS. Ultimate, Marvel's, Captain Killer Sinks, Pokemon Tournament, Windjammers, Skullgirls, Mortal Kombat XL, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, and Nidhogg. Did they take ARMS off? Did Nintendo pull a banhammer on them?
I don't think Nintendo was ever in here.
Yeah, they're part of the 8 games.
What?
Yeah, 8 games, definitely EVO or Street Fighter 5. Guilty Gear.
No. I mean, Crossword. Well, I mean, I know they have the Melee.
So. Rev 2, Melee on the Wii U and the Smash Bros. Wii U and Melee. Injustice 2.
Pokemon Tournament is part of it.
But that was one of the ones that you could vote for.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, that's one of the ones. But ARMS. You said you saw that there?
On this article.
That article's full of crap.
Maybe they took it off.
No, it is on there. Jesus Christ. How can that... What?
Yeah.
That game's not even out yet.
Who looks like an idiot? It'll be out by the time this game...
It will be, but it's like...
Yeah, it'll be a bunch of people making a name for themselves. Are you serious
with this? I didn't see this first time around.
You know, it's going to get voted, too.
Oh, my God.
The Nintendo fan base...
People have already donated $13.20 to this game. $13.20.
Oh, it's a donation?
Yeah, it's a donation. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, my God. It's worse than Skullgirls.
What do you mean it's worse than Skullgirls?
I mean, Skullgirls is worse than ARMS. Sorry.
Oh, what?
I'm very surprised. So, as it stands right now... oh my, this is horrible.
So, let me finish off the confirmed games here. So, we got Injustice 2, Blaze Blue, Central Fiction, Tekken 7, which I think is going to be the new one, right?
Yeah.
And King of Fighters 14.
Oh, of course. All the new games should make it.
Yeah.
Okay, so as it stands right now, Mortal Kombat XL is at $135 from 7 donors.
From 7 donors?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that the development team of Mortal Kombat XL?
Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, $600 from 15 donors.
That's a huge gap.
Now, Skullgirls, $672 from 35 donors. Okay. Wow. ARMS! I can't believe this is even an option, honestly. $13.20 from 71 donors.
At $13.20?
That's $1,320.
So it's second place right now?
No, not close. Windjammers is at $14.11 from 38 donors.
Oh, you're talking about thousands of dollars.
Yeah, thousands, dude.
I thought you were saying like $632.
How am I gonna say $1,320?
No. I mean, you said 632.
Yeah.
600 and like, I'm like, oh, wow, like, that's a huge drop-off from Mortal Kombat. People must really want Mortal Kombat in there.
So, no. You gotta read between the lines sometimes.
You gotta be a little bit more precise. You gotta add a K in there.
So, Windjammers is at $1,411 from 38 donors. Okay. Killer Instinct, $5,010. Now that's the biggest jump so far, from $1,400 to $5,000.
But wasn't Mortal Kombat 135?
600. Oh yeah, 135. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And okay, so right, so that's a huge jump, right?
Yeah.
$1,400 to $5,000. For Killer Instinct from 139 donors.
Where's that Nidhogg?
Oh, I didn't even, like, actually try to read that one. It's 101. $6.
$101,000?
$101.
What?
So, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. $15,000. $668 from 279 donors. $15,000. So, Evo's getting... Evo is smart. They're getting all these donations just for people to vote for a game.
Just so people have a chance to win points.
And people have given them $15,000 just for one vote. One game. Plus all the rest of the stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's an insane amount of money. Just, hey, how can we get more money from people? We can have them vote on a game we're going to have here. They'd have to pay for it, though. People aren't that stupid. No. It'll work.
It'll work. People really want to play at Evo.
And a close to Marvel vs. Capcom 3, in second place, was a Pokken Tournament. 13,927. Obviously, this isn't finished yet. It's still going on.
Yeah.
But it's only, it's basically only a $2,000 difference between Pokken Tournament and Marvel vs. Capcom 3. So, they're, those are the two.
I mean, honestly, I'd prefer to see Pokken Tournaments because
I would too, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get tired of, like, one hit confirmed kills in Marvel sometimes, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's the boringest tournament to watch.
Yeah. It's just,
I mean, you can respect the skill, but it doesn't make it fun to watch. Not like that. Not like that, finale we saw at Capcom Cup, right?
Oh, that was amazing.
Not even amazing. The finale, the one right before that, dude.
Oh, you're talking about where Ricky we kicked out the last Japanese guy?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? USA.
USA. It's just, like, that was just, for somebody that doesn't know anything about Street Fighter, like, that was, like, you could look at that fight and be like, this person is very skilled.
Yeah. But even, I mean, everybody was running for Ricky, too, which kind of sucked that, you know, she didn't win because everybody was rooting for her, but...
Yeah, but it's, like, one of those things, like, Knuckle-Doo, like, already demonstrated how much more control he had over the game than Ricky did in that matchup, that even what beating was it? Kasunoka? Who was it?
Yeah, won the last year's tournament?
Yeah. Even with how well she handled Kasunoka, you just knew that, like, I don't know if anybody... There's very few people that could change up their game that quickly. Yeah?
Yeah, it was really great. Wonder where we're going to hold that next year.
I don't know. Probably somewhere on the East Coast because they've done two West Coasts. Oh, and Vegas actually was the first one, so they've all been kind of West Coast.
Yeah, I really don't want them to go to the East Coast.
I don't want them to either. Actually, I preferred San Francisco, honestly. I feel like that just had a better setup. San Francisco
was nice, dude.
Vegas might have been good, I don't know. I could see them having a lot of space in Vegas, but... Seattle? Let's make it happen.
Alright. I'm down to go to Seattle.
Elder Scrolls Online is getting an update. And that update includes Morrowind. The region of Morrowind. For people that play Elder Scrolls Online. It's going to come out on June 6th. It's going to include a new class called the Warden, allowing players to harness nature-based magic. And a new combat ally... The War Bear.
Still no monk.
The expansion will
include... Where's that monk?
Battlegrounds, new 4v4, V4 PvP mode. Meh. So three teams. Meh. $40 to unlock. If you already have the game, you spend $60 if you don't have the game. And then you got deluxe editions too.
Also, if you missed the closed beta for Honor, there is going to be an open beta, like days before it actually comes out, which is February 9th through the 12th.
Yeah.
So everybody will get a chance to play that if you didn't get a chance for the closed one.
Speaking of the For Honor closed beta, you know who did get a chance to play it? This guy right here. In fact, yeah. I did it on stream for 2 hours. And let me tell you, if you're into any type of competitive gaming, play that beta. I'm not a competitive gamer, but I played for 2 hours.
Is that long?
For a game that I'm not that into? But that's the thing. I was actually kind of into it. I thought it was actually handled really well.
Good.
Because I was scared when they showed the mechanics for the first time. And I was like, oh, that looks like a lot of stuff to manage. And it kind of is. It kind of is a lot. Like, your right hand is doing, like, 90% of the work in that game. Right? Because you control your stance by using the right stick.
Mm-hmm.
You lock on with the... I think you lock on with L2 or possibly R2. You lock on with L2. You do your attacks with R1 and R2. Like R1 is
light and heavy.
Light and heavy. And then you have your face buttons for combos too. But you're constantly switching your stance around because if you're sharing the same stance as whoever you're going up against, they block you automatically. As long as you're not doing anything, they'll block you if you're in the same stance.
Really?
But you get to see what their stance is, right? You have the little grid, and it shows you what their grid is at. So you have to switch up to a different stance so you can hit them while they're trying to switch and stuff like that. So it actually feels very very cool, very, like, kind of like, you know, mentality of, like, being in, like, a weapons fight, you know, like a melee weapon fight where you have to, like, switch things up a bit, try to get around their defenses and stuff like that.
Is this kind of like that... It almost sounds like a... What's that game called for the PC where you have to make a guy run by controlling every part of his body?
What?
It's called, like, Run Man or something.
Yeah, so you control... Like, you have to individually control his legs and torso. And, yeah, like, it's just... It's insane, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's not like that at all, but, you know... It's just kind of funny. It reminded me of that game.
But, I mean, it has a really good tutorial... that eases you into the game, stuff like that. So you learn all the mechanics. And it's just a lot of fun, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it really is. Like, I'm not sure if this is a game that's I'm going to buy. But definitely, if I had, like, two other friends... Because you can do 4v4. So if I had, like, three other friends that were picking up this game, yeah, I'd probably pick it up. Like, it's a pretty fun thing to play with friends, I'd say, for sure. And, like, the maps are small, so you don't spend a lot of time running back and forth. They have skills you unlock that uses the D-pad, so you can have 4 skills at a time.
Yeah.
And you level up each match, right? And, like, level 1, you activate your first skill, and at level 4, you get to activate all your skills, and then they just have rebuff times. So it's not like Call of Duty where you have to kill enough people, get a kill streak to be able to unlock a kill streak. Combo specialty, right, or anything like that. It's pretty fair in that sense. You don't have to kill only player characters to level up. You can kill the mobs too. So, like, it's really cool. It's actually a really fun game. But yeah, definitely check out the open beta. It's like I think the closed beta was like a 25 gig download. There's a couple patches out, so probably looking around 30 gigs on your hard drive. So it's not that big.
That means I have to erase things for that. My hard drive is, like, completely full. I keep having to do that for every new game.
Yeah.
I hate that, dude. It's such a small hard drive.
I know, it really is. And the thing is like, it's just that the games are too big. Even you, who buy everything, like, physical media as much as you can.
But they get installed on the system, dude. Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem. It's this install thing. I guess it makes it
faster.
I don't
care about the loads, man. Just let me read it from the disc, please. Please. Come on.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that. I'd rather have longer load times than to have all my memory full and having to decide, oh, which game am I going to erase? Which game am I getting rid of here?
I like
you know, like the, I don't want to do that.
I like the PS3 how it was an option. Yeah. I was like, oh, do you want to install this to your hard drive to make load times faster? And you got to choose. So, like, you know, if you were a competitive gamer playing Call of Duty or something like that, you'd be like, yeah, no, install this. I don't want anything slowing me down. But if you're just playing like a casual game, you're like, no. Oh, it's a 10-second load time? Yeah, I don't care. That's fine. I'll take that 10 seconds.
Yeah. Even if it was like another extra 20 seconds, I wouldn't care. I really wouldn't care if it meant having an empty space in my hard drive. Mm-hmm. You ready for Horizon Zero Dawn?
I'm on media blackout with that game. I'm trying to absorb as little information about the game as I can right now.
It's gone gold.
I know. No, it's coming out in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, at the end of this month.
I'm getting a collector's edition. What? Yeah, I've had this pre-ordered for like a year.
Right. Oh, you've already done it. Okay.
Yeah. Not the one with the statue, because I don't need statues. Actually, I don't think I'm getting the one with the statue, but definitely the one that gets you the steel bookcase.
I want to get the robot that was at the PlayStation Experience.
I want to wear a robot.
I want to be that one.
I want to be the guy. So what have you been playing this week, Jeff?
Oh, man. So I'm doing the God of War 3. I'm uncorked. I'm really trying to get back into the PlayStation 3. Finish out games. There's tons of games on PlayStation 3 that I haven't finished or even touched, really, some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really need to get back on track with that.
You know what else you really need to get into?
What is it, Vegan?
Snatcher on the Sega CD.
Oh. I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, also that. Also that. Don't be mistaken. That also is a priority.
That's always a priority.
But you love Hideo Kojima, do you not?
Yes, sir.
And he made Snatcher, and it is a masterpiece. One of the games that I wish my brother never sold. That thing's pretty expensive.
So you know the Platinum Wireless headset?
Yeah, the new Sony headset that replaces the gold.
So it's been discounted, dropping to $134 right now.
Wow. That's like has like 7.1 surround sound stuff.
Yeah, all this fancy stuff.
You don't believe in it, cause
I just don't. It's not really surround sound, and the fake doesn't feel completely real.
But what if they had 7 tiny speakers in each headset?
It's not the same as actually like big sound waves coming from all directions of the room.
It's not the same as having 7 basses all around me.
I mean, I love the surround sound in my home. I love it. I gotta hook it up again. I moved the TV.
Yeah, that's right. You did. That was a shock.
Yeah. So I need to do that and get that going again. But it's just I think it's always going to be better when you have actual speakers around your room than it is to do it in a headset. You know, I don't think it sounds right in a headset. Well, you know, it works well. I'm not going to say it doesn't.
You know what's nice about the headset, though? So you have the headset on, and then when you got people coming in and going, "Daddy, make me a taco," you can just ignore them because you got a headset.
That's not... No. Well, I kind of sometimes do. It's because they know I'm streaming, so, you know, you don't bother Dad when he's streaming.
Otherwise, you get the belt again.
I'm not saying that on the podcast that anybody can hear, so...
Yeah.
I'm not going to confirm that.
That was Dan. Dan,
I'm not going to not confirm that.
Dan doesn't have any kids, so he could say things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario Run. They finally released the total amount of sales for that game. It underperformed to Nintendo's expectations.
What is it, like, I think 5%, 8% people actually paid for it out of the 130... It was it 34 million downloads? Or 134 million downloads?
I don't know, dude.
I can't remember, but it was only like 8% of people max that actually paid for it.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That is going to happen. But Fire Emblem, I'm still stoked for that. I hear that one. That one sounds like it's going to be free because they have a like an orb mechanic. You buy orbs, and the orbs let you do a bunch of stuff. You know.
Yeah.
So that type of model tells me that's going to be a free download, and you play for free for as long as you can stand the frustration and not being able to do what you want because you don't want to buy orbs.
So forever.
Rainbow Six Siege. If you have been on the fence about that game, they're having a free weekend with progress that will carry over to a purchased copy of the game. That free weekend is this weekend, February 2nd to the 5th. Let me make sure that's on every platform real quick. It's not saying. It says everyone, so I assume it's all platforms. Yeah. So that's another beta demo you can try out. But not beta. It's a full game.
Yeah.
Play it for free. All weekend long. If you like it, buy it. Continue playing as if you never stopped.
Square Enix is having a live stream on February 2nd.
Tomorrow?
Or yeah. No. The day after tomorrow.
The day after, yeah. Well, when they hear the podcast.
So, and I'm kind of hoping that they talk about Final Fantasy VII.
They're not going to.
I know they're not, but I'm hoping still.
They released some key art images.
I don't care about the art.
You kind
of. I want to know details about the game. Yeah, the art looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But they. But I want. I mean, I want to know about the game, and that's what. I mean, they. See, that's the thing. They put out these pictures. You know, before they're going to have another live stream, right?
Yeah. It makes you think that they're going to...
Yeah, you know, and I know they won't. It's still so far into the future that it's pointless to talk about it.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's
that's the thing.
But I still want to hear whatever you have to say. I don't care. I mean, they're going to cover some Final Fantasy 15, some DLC stuff from there.
Final Fantasy 12 remake.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's being talked about right now too. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Brian, everybody wants getting Kingdom Hearts 3, dude.
Yeah, you gonna get that 2.8?
I'm actually, yeah, I've really been thinking about getting that.
I've been thinking about getting that one too. The other ones didn't make as much sense to me because I played all the compilations they had on those ones.
Yeah.
But I haven't played most of the ones on 2.8. I hear it's actually a really good the extra prologue thing they added in, like mm-hmm. Birth by Sleep prologue, whatever. I hear that one's actually really good too, for getting you ready for 3. Which is good because every single game that they've ever released, no matter where it was released, phone, Game Boy, DS, PlayStation 2, something that I've never even heard of, you know, like no matter where it was released, it's all canon. Every single game.
Yeah, the game, the phone game, the phone games.
The two phone games, yeah. The two phone games are canon. DS games, the DS remake games.
Yeah.
And that is really hard to keep track of. It just is.
So, anywho, I forgot to tell you guys that the Platinum headset for the PlayStation 4 is actually on sale on Amazon, so...
Oh.
Yeah, head over to Amazon. Sorry, I think I forgot to mention that.
Sorry. So sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Did I tell you guys I met with Japanese mm-hmm. people from... Okay, I don't remember.
Yeah, you've gone over. Dude, alright, you met Japanese people.
I love that, dude! It's awesome! Ooh.
Metroid prequel has been created by fans. It's called Metroid Rogue Dawn, an unofficial prequel to the original NES Metroid.
Oh god, I better get it before they shut it down.
It's now finished.
They're gonna shut it down. Nintendo's gonna be a jerk.
Yeah, you get on that, dude. Because that looks good. Charlie's on his way!
Here?
Yeah.
Oh. Kotaku announced that. Yeah, I mean, what's with the new Metro game, dude? Seriously, come on. Let's get a new Metro game.
People are waiting for the new Pikmin game. They've mentioned the new Pikmin game. Yeah. But where is it? How come they didn't announce? How come they didn't have anything ready for the Nintendo Switch reveal? Because we already know it's coming. They've already said it's coming. Where's the imagery? I've never really played a Pikmin game, but I know people really want that one. Oh, Conan's Exile. Have you heard about Conan's Exile?
Somewhat. I don't really know much about the game.
Well, it's an MMO game, right? But I guess from what I understand. But the big thing, it's making all the news because there's no nudity filter.
So you can...
You can just run around with your ding-dong out.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, the first game had, like, a the first time Conan Age of Hyberion or whatever, the first MMO mm-hmm. that they did, had it so, like, you had to wear, like, pants, like, shorts, underwears on the bottom, and that was it. So I actually I tried it out for a bit because it was free, and I just had, like, some guy in town running around with, like, a female character topless, just, like, running around, like, I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it, you can do that in this game. I mean, it's kind of cool that you can do that in this game, but you're just kind of being annoying, dude. But now it's the dude's turn to be able to run around. So now when you're in your menus and you pop out of your menus, there could be a ding-dong in your face.
There's a whole new meaning to teabagging.
That was unlike in Destiny, or, you know, when you're in your menus, people try to push you off an edge. Now they're going to try to get their ding-dongs in your face.
I hate getting pushed off the edge.
I love doing
it. You're just like, just in your menu, chilling out, you know? All of a sudden you hear, ah! And then you're like, what was that?
And then you see me running away.
Yeah.
And speaking of MMOs, Asheron's Call has officially had all its servers shut down. One of those old MMOs.
Mm.
Those are happening a lot, man. Those are happening a lot.
Yeah, I mean, if it's time, it's time.
People never want it to be time, though. But here's the thing that bugs me, right? If you're going to shut down your servers, and you're not going to run the game servers anymore, release the code so that people can build their own servers, right? I mean, people do this all the time, right? Warcraft had that fiasco, World of Warcraft, where... They had the vanilla server. People that wanted to play the original base game as it was when it first came out. Not with all the expansions. The expansions have changed a lot of how the game plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people wanted that fresh experience from when they started playing. They made a server. They ran a server that was just a vanilla server. And they play the game how they want to. And Blizzard's like, no, we don't want you doing this because you're not paying us. Blah, blah, blah. And they shut it down. But, like, so it can be done, right? People can run their own servers. So, like, alright, you're shutting down your MMO, you're not going to be doing it anymore, like, here's the code for the servers, dude. Have fun. Right?
Yeah. It's like those restaurant guys that throw away food, and the employees are like, hey, can we get the food? No. Why not? You're going to throw it away. Come on, just give us the food.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, give it to the homeless. You know, just give it to a shelter. Like, yeah. Why are we throwing
away
food?
Give it to people that actually want the food.
Yeah, I don't know. Then people won't buy the food because, you know, because you're getting it away for free. Like, no, it's not. Because you're giving away cold. People want it hot and fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speedrunner for Donkey Kong 64 has found a hidden coin. This is the newest coin that's been found in 17 years.
A hidden coin?
A brand new coin.
How can that even be possible?
Has been found. This is a big deal for speedrunners. It means one more thing they have to do to be able to save up the fastest time. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. No one's been doing it right.
So there was 976 total coins. Now there's 977.
And nobody knew.
Yep.
I bet there's 1,000.
It had long... Oh, here we go. Evaded collection by hiding in some tall grass.
Wait, all you had to do was run over grass?
Yeah. There's some dirt piles that you can smash on certain levels to get a rainbow coin. And I guess nobody could see this dirt pile because of the grass. This guy found this dirt pile. In the grass.
Holy crap, dude.
And this was found... Let me see. Who is this guy? Isotarge. Isotarge. It looks like he runs it on the emulator service, but yeah. There's 977 coins. So all you Donkey Kong speedrunners have been sitting pretty. Guess what? The heat's on now.
Oh my god, your times are fake now. Nobody has the, well, maybe Isotarge has the number one,
yeah, I guess
number one time now.
He has to. Yeah, he's the only one that has it.
He shouldn't have told nobody. Then nobody could have beat him. nobody will be able to beat him. This hasn't happened yet.
I mean, you got to show proof so people would see that proof.
Yeah, know? I mean, you can do it in the game, but just don't mention it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then people would have to figure out which one of the 977 coins was a new one. I guess that'd probably be pretty easy to another speedrunner, but...
Not even to a speedrunner, like...
They would still have to check every single coin pickup, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Dude, a person recently beat Shadow of Mordor without a Nemesis. Now, you're familiar with the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nemesis, you get a Nemesis when an orc kills you, which means this person did not get killed by any orc. Which probably means he ran away a lot. It says like he avoided getting a Nemesis.
Yeah.
But still. It's pretty impressive. Applause to you, sir. And to the Donkey Kong, sir. Or madam.
Donkey Kong, sir. I thought you said Donkey Kongster.
Kongster? Humble Bundle. For a limited time. Actually, let me see. Make sure this isn't already expired. But they're giving the original XCOM UFO Defense. The old 16-bit one. Away for free. For a limited time, if you're already part of the Humble, or if you sign up for any subscription plan, you get immediate access to the game, and it's yours to keep. Even if you cancel your membership, so the month-to-month subscriptions.
Really? That's cool.
Because they do the monthly bundle things, right? You yeah. spend $12, you get 12 computer games. Which probably would be great for you if you had a good computer.
That leaves me out.
Yeah. And I like playing on PlayStation. It's just like a controller.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done a lot of gaming on PC. So it's not like I don't have experience with like using the mouse and keyboard and stuff like that, but just... I don't have to turn on like multiple things to get my games playing on a PlayStation. I just hit that PlayStation button and just turns my TV on, turns my PlayStation on, and I'm playing games. You know, computer, and turn that on, turn on my monitor, turn on my speakers.
You make it sound like it's such a chore, and it's not. Come on.
But it adds up, you know? It just makes it so that like a console is just the nicer play for me to play. Nicer place for me to play.
Dude.
Like, it makes sense. It's the path of least resistance. The animal kingdom. That's how you track and hunt animals, is you find the path of least resistance. That's where you put your trap. And that trap, for me, is the PlayStation 4.
My PC has pretty games.
So does my PS4.
My PC never gets turned off.
That's not good for it.
Actually, it's not bad for it these days. It actually probably saves him energy in the long run with how much he uses his computer.
My computer's been on for like the last 5 years.
I think it's so full of dust.
No, I clean it out regularly. Okay. Yeah.
My tax refunds are on the way!
Yay!
Yay, I get to pay off bills.
I get to pay off a whole credit card with that.
I hate you. I don't even get to make like a dent.
Yeah, well...
I need to have chitlins.
I have two chitlins, and they bring me money. The only reason I had my chitlins.
The only reason you had your chitlins?
Yeah, you think I really feed them that much? No? Saves on the cost when if you don't feed them regularly. And clothes? Hand-me-downs. Duh.
Yeah.
You buy them, you know, secondhand stores anyway. You just hand them down.
You did give them free t-shirts.
And
yeah, that's right. Let's talk about that. I don't think we talked about that on the podcast yet.
Why does it matter?
So we were at the PlayStation Experience. And they're giving out these free t-shirts, right?
Afterglow. Afterglow is giving out shirts.
Afterglow Company is giving out these shirts. And they have these shirts on the table. And everybody's like, oh, you know, what size are you, blah, blah. Go get your free t-shirt.
Because at the end, they basically dumped all the shirts on the table.
Jeff gets his t-shirt. And we're walking away. He's like, oh, hold up. Hold up for a second. He goes back to the table, grabs another shirt, comes back, like, actually, you know what? The kids probably want one, too. He grabs, like, 8 shirts. He doesn't have 8 people in his family.
It was 4 shirts. I was going to grab a 5th one, but I was like, I don't want a 5th one anymore. And I actually returned that one. But I did end up grabbing 5 shirts at one point. And none of the sizes were right. They were all so big.
I'm sure your family was thrilled. Like, oh, yeah, this is something I'm going to wear at school. No.
They all wear it. They've all worn their shirts.
What?
Yeah, all the afterglows. Yeah. I don't know if it's at school.
Actually, I'm not even sure if I've seen the shirt. What's on it?
It's just an afterglow insignia.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Heck, probably not that weird then.
No. But, if someone would ask him, hey, what's that? It says afterglow on the sleeve.
I don't know, my dad got it for us and said we had to take a family picture.
But they were free shirts! They were free shirts! They wanted to get rid of them! You know it's true, though, right? You know it's true.
Yeah, they gotta get their name out.
I actually almost got an Afterglow headset at one point.
Yeah.
Because they look cool, you know what I mean? It's really cool. The blue, especially the one with the blue lights. I like the one with blue lights.
You like blue lights, don't you?
Yeah, I like blue lights.
I don't know if they do the cat ears. The cat ears are pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah. And, I mean, so even when I was looking for another headset, those ones look really cool, but I was like, you know, I'm probably going to go with the one that everybody's recommending, which is the PlayStation Gold headset.
I'm actually surprised you went with that one, because you hated wearing it at my house.
Yeah, but everybody was recommending it, dude. Even the chick at GameStop told me that. She was like, oh, you should really buy these. Like, I've had these for, like, years, and they're super awesome even still.
Like, yeah, they're just a good, sturdy headset. Yeah.
And she was telling me, like, you know, we have them if you want to buy them. I was like, oh, I'll check around. He's like, yeah, you could probably find a better deal. And it was true. Yeah. I mean, GameStop's not really known for their cheapness.
No, they are not.
No.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just...
And it's amazing the number of employees will send you elsewhere.
Yeah. So, I got sent elsewhere, and I ended up paying, like, $68 for the headset.
That's a good deal.
For a $100 headset.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it all turned out pretty well.
On Walmart.com.
Yes. Yes. They're still $68 right now, if you really want to buy them.
I mean, if you just want a good, dependable headset, it works. It's wireless, and you can still plug it in wirelessly if the batteries die on you.
Mm-hmm.
Or wired. It's a good headset.
It's a good headset.
I mean, is it the best? Is it the most high-fidelity sound, whatever? Probably not.
Maybe.
I'm not going to spend $400 on the headset. Yeah. I'm not that crazy.
Well, I'm enjoying it. I think it's fine. It works well.
Yeah, no. It seems fine.
So, I'm happy. I was happy with my purchase.
Speaking of headsets, dude. So, are you playing Destiny again?
Yeah, because I was playing with Riddle.
Yeah. You're going to get the expansion now?
I've been thinking about it, damn it.
Yeah, so have I.
God, dude, but I don't want to pay that much money.
It's still $40.
Just
or 30.
Christmas sale.
It's ridiculous.
I so do not.
You already announced your sequel. Put things on sale now.
Ah, so hard.
Even though I've been thinking about it, it has to be like $20 to $15. It's DLC for crying out loud. It's DLC. Also, the Resident Evil DLC is now out for PlayStation 4, the first one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The game came out a week ago. No, came out this Tuesday. And the DLC's out. The first the first DLC's out. That's a good deal.
Bless you. Excuse me. There was a non-glitch way to get infinite ammo in that game. But I did not want to read that because I do not want to know how to do that. But if you guys are interested, it's out there. You can. There's a way to get infinite ammo without any actual glitches in the game. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as how good the VR experience is, I have one quote that I think that does a pretty good job of explaining it. Someone that I watch on YouTube said, even if you're not into horror games, you should pick this game up because of how good the experience is.
It's the first time they've actually made a first-person Resident Evil.
No, I'm talking. He's talking just about the VR experience.
Oh, the VR experience.
He said it's so good that even if you're not into horror games, you should still pick this game up.
Ah, damn it.
Speaking of which, you have money now. Are you going to pick it up?
I don't have money now.
You have more money now.
I have more money that's going to be used for... it has a purpose.
$160.
God, I'm going to keep... doing that, and it's no.
You're not gonna keep doing that.
Yeah, because then somebody, then everybody else is gonna be like, "Hey, how come you got to take from that?" You and it's just gonna be a trend, dude.
You don't tell them.
Trust me, one of them will know, and will spread the news to the other two, and then all three of them are gonna come at me.
And you look at them like, "I got you those shirts."
Well, you don't like your free shirts? You don't like them? The money I could have used to buy those shirts, bought my game with. You know? So technically, I didn't really buy the game. I got the game for free.
Listen, man. You're not getting the game because you want to play it. You're getting it because it's current, and you need to play while it's current so you can get those views so you can grow your second business of becoming a Twitch streamer.
But I'm already a Twitch streamer.
A monetarily fiscal Twitch streamer.
There we go.
You gotta stay on top of the game. You gotta get those new games that people want to see and find those little indie gem darlings that people want to see. And you gotta spend money to do that.
All about them indie games, man.
You gotta spend that money to make that money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm upping up what you're spilling.
That's what you gotta tell them. You gotta say, hey, this is for your future. I gotta spend all the money we got right now for your future.
I think their future money is gone. I was gonna say. I forgot what I was gonna say. I was gonna say something.
Yeah, we're talking about Resi.
Yeah.
Something about Resi.
Yeah, it was something about Resi, but I can't remember what it was.
People.
Oh. Someone made. I was saying how it's the first person Resident Evil that's been made.
That's not true.
But, okay, so, yeah, that's probably what I was going to talk about. But that's not a finished version at all. It's only...
No, there have been at least two finished first-person Resident Evil games.
Really?
Yeah, they were on-rail shooters, but they were still Resident Evil games. So this is the first Resident Evil first-person game that actually lets you freely walk around the environment.
Okay. But well, I'm not going to count those then.
I had a friend that had both of them.
Well, this one dude was making the first Resident Evil into a...
Come on, Troy.
The first Resident Evil into a first-person game.
They're recording.
And it was kind of cool. Except they were actually, when they... When What's Up, Charlie... What's up, dude?
How's it going?
We're at the tail end of our episode here, man. Go ahead and walk around here.
Alright, I'll just walk.
So yeah, somebody was remaking the first one as an FPS?
Yeah, so it was only the very first part of the game. So when you walk in, you're in the kitchen, go through the door and you get your first glimpse of a zombie. You know, so they did that whole part right there. And I think he added a story to the game. Like there was extra lines in the game and stuff like that. But it was looking kind of cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Not nearly close to being finished. A finished game, but I just thought it was kind of awesome.
What about you, Charlie? Did you get a chance to pick up your copy of Resident Evil 7?
No, you know I haven't yet, but I within the next couple days. I really want to get into that. I also had asked about, you know, ordering a PlayStation VR, and yeah, none of the GameStops have them in stock. It's kind of like on
Best Buy.
Oh, but Best Buy does have it on in stock, huh? Yeah. Oh, okay.
If you give me your phone, I will pull it up, and you can just hit that order button right now.
Why do you push it on people all the time?
Because he wants one, and he has the money for it.
He secretly wants to get paid by Sony.
Who doesn't? They're making a lot of money right now. Yeah. They can throw me some.
Yeah.
While supplies last, Charlie.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to go pretty fast.
So what's your job? You got the Resident Evil 7?
No, that doesn't make me feel good.
I've been trying to tell him to buy it.
Oh.
Doesn't make me really feel good, so.
Oh, really?
Oh. The last time, whatever changes he made was a lot more tolerable.
He's talking about the VR, but...
It was a lot more tolerable, but it was just, it was still kind of like, it was still that uneasiness, you know?
I think it's because you slouch when you game. If you just stand up straight, forward, I don't think it'll give you that much of a problem.
I was leaning forward. I was sitting on the edge of the seat.
So you get more like that motion sickness, or kind of like that vertigo, kind of like...
Yeah, no, it's a turning. It's a turning without you actually turning. You know, and it's just like, this is, you know, getting me dizzy and dizzy, and it's just all of a sudden you get the nausea coming in. You know, and the same thing happened with me with Riggs. I think it's just like the motion, like, of you turning when you're not, you know?
You know, actually, I'm kind of curious... I wonder, next time you try one of these games in VR, like before you play, like real deep cleaning on your ear, because ears are a big part of our balance and our mobility and stuff like that. Like, most, if you start to get dizzy and stuff like that, it could be like problems with your ear too. So if you get like
my
real
ears
deep,
are fine.
Get a, like real deep cleaning, get like anything that might be in there.
So
out.
Stab my eardrum with a Q-tip.
Yeah, it might help you.
Okay.
And just poke it all the way through, so you don't even have an inner ear left to mess up.
Oh, then it wouldn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It won't mess up your equilibrium no more.
Well, let's do that. Yeah. You guys can help me out with that, right?
It'll be an interesting experiment. See how
if
much.
If it'll sell a PlayStation VR, why not?
Yeah. Oh man. Is there anything happened this week you want to talk about, Charlie?
Oh, let's see here. Let me think. I guess they moved up the release of the Pro Controller for the Switch to release day. You don't have to wait like a few weeks.
Wait, that wasn't already on release day?
No, it wasn't. And people were kind of like, "How? What? Like, what? They want, yeah." But,
what
I mean,
are you doing?
They move it up. It is a launch title, not launch title, launch hardware now.
Yeah.
Pro Controller. Uh-huh.
Oh, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And there's a lot of people that want to play Zelda not with Joy-Cons, but with a controller.
Yeah.
These people are fools. They're just going to sell... Somebody's going to sell an adapter for the Pro Controller, the Wii U Pro Controller anyway.
Oh.
Like why not make them compatible? Why not?
Because they want you to spend
$90.
Come
on.
This is what I've been telling you about Nintendo for the past, 100 episodes, man.
And I've told you that the Wii mode works on the Wii U.
But nobody wants that.
Yeah.
It's just the same Nintendo, but now you see it. Because you're a po man.
I'm a po man. I've been po.
But now you feel that po-ness.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
We are poor people here, except for Charlie. He's like, I'm just going to buy a VR.
Charlie's a rich man. I'm jealous.
just single. That's it.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I have to feed people.
Yeah.
Give them my money.
Can't go out to the... Can't spend $10 on movies.
Can't even go out to a movie.
Yeah.
Then I got to pay people to take care of my kids. Damn, children. They're only good for tax purposes.
Once a year, around February, March,
give or take, yeah.
You bring your kids over and you're like, this is why I had you.
Yeah.
Remember this.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Merry Tax Day.
Last year was actually the lowest that I've received.
Oh.
It was like $5,000. So I got like $5,000 back, which was the lowest. Like, yeah. Really? Yeah, usually it was up to like $8,000.
How would you get so much back? Would you like overpay? Yeah. You overpay?
I definitely overpay. I overpay a lot.
Oh, you do that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just like, it's... Because, like, you know, I've told Vegan about this, you know, it's money that they hold for you, and you get it back at the end of the year. Yeah. If I got this money in my checks, it would go nowhere. Like, it would just disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And a candy bar, and whatever. Like, I wouldn't have anything to show for it.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, you put that, you tell the government, hey, hold my money, and they give you back an extra couple grand, like, at the end of the year, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. You can just buy something big, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, Snickers all year long. So,
well, I mean, if you, you know, it sounds like a lot, you know, $8,000, but if you split that up over the year, it's not even $1,000 a month, though. You're saying it'll just, like,
it'll just go, yeah.
And plus, he's got two kids, so you get that bonus, too. Which is like, you probably get like maybe a grand and a half just for what you make.
It's $1,000. So,
and then like the rest of it,
it's $1,000 credit towards your taxes. But if you have nothing, yeah. So either way, yeah, you get $1,000.
So
yeah,
Procreate is profitable.
No, it's not. I mean, trust me, you'll be spending more money.
It's profitable if you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's right. It helps you out. It does help you out, but you will end up spending a lot of money on them throughout the year.
So, yeah. Like, well, I get $1,000 back at the end of the year, but well, how about that 20 I spent during the year on them, right?
All the extra food, all the clothing.
Daddy, I need new shoes. No, you got new shoes. See? No, these ones have holes. No, they're chocolates now.
I'm cut them up for you. Make sure. Leave some strings there for the toes, you know. Yeah.
What do you mean your pants are too short? They're shorts now.
Yeah. They're not pants, they're shorts. Yeah. Children are funny sometimes.
Yeah.
And they keep asking me to feed them, like, every day, dude. Yeah. Sometimes even like three times a day, you know? Like,
is this still three times?
Yeah, I was like...
It's like, what are you, a Tamagotchi? Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's get to that Uncorked Gamers question of the week. Last week, Jeff asked, have video games ever caused an argument in your relationships?
And remember, this isn't a relationship with
they can't answer anymore.
I'm just saying, I just want to reiterate that this wasn't, you know, romantic relationships. It was any relationships.
Any relationship. All right. We got one response from the long gone, and glad to have you back, Vasago831.
Vasago, what is up, dude? Missed you, man.
And he
used to be our regular question answerer.
He used to be our regular question answerer, and he actually writes in to let us know what happened to him.
Oh!
He responded back, and he said, to this answer to the question, why do you think I haven't been around?
Well, that killed two birds with one stone right there.
Yeah. Let me check the Facebook real quick. I believe we might actually got a response for last week's question on the Facebook.
Ooh, a late entry.
But let me double check that. Come on, load up. Load.
So while you're loading that,
no new ones for this week.
Yeah.
And two comments for the gaming food. Cheeto Puffs for Mr. Lamberson. He wrote on the say Cheeto Puffs.
Cheeto Puffs are good.
So Charlie, this week, you get the honors. As the latecomer. What's the question of the week? The Uncorked Gamers question of the week.
Alright, let's see here.
Are we answering this question? Let him.
Oh yeah. We'll give you some time because we need to answer the question first.
Yeah.
So Jeff.
Okay. So the relationship with my mother was affected by video games. There was times where my mother decided she wanted to. I was gonna say two different things that kind of came out wrong.
My mother
would hide my gaming consoles because I wouldn't listen, and I would play too much, and blah, 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 blah.
So you stabbed her.
I'm going to hide your consoles. You can keep your games because you won't have a console to play them on. Well,
that's when you got the family shotgun.
Well, she's at work and I'm home. There's nobody there. Let's go look for that console, huh?
Yeah.
So I ended up like finding the console, going, taking it to my room, hooking it up, playing for like half an hour, and then taking it off again, putting it back where I found it.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much all the time I had to play it, and it wasn't even worth it. That, you know, but I didn't care at the time. But yeah, like, you know, before my mom got home, I would, I had to hide it again. Yeah. So that happened a few times. When it comes to my wife, there's been times where she starts yelling at me, so that's all you do all day. All you just play video games. You don't hop around the house. You don't do this. You don't do that. Which is, it was very true. It was very true. That was a thing. So yeah, it has affected me negatively in a couple of relationships, my mom and my wife. So yeah.
For me personally, not really that big. I wouldn't say anything huge. Like obviously, mom. Not really any huge arguments, but just the snide comments. You know, like, oh, you know, you could have been a doctor by now. You just play this Borghetti as
that sounds goes. Even worse. That sounds even worse.
But you know, that's it, no matter what child it was, whatever their addiction was, it was the same thing. You know, it's like, you know, older brother, like, oh, all you do is play basketball at the park all day. How come you don't try to be a real basketball player? It was never good enough, right? There was always something to complain about. So it was, to me, that's not that big of a deal. I think the biggest arguments I've ever gotten is, sometimes, you know, I'll be watching somebody play and I'll like, oh, hey, you missed that and stuff like that. Yeah. Just little helpful things like, oh, hey, I think you missed one of those things that you were looking for. Right. Just kind of help speed up a little bit. And people just flip out on me like, stop telling me how to play the game. I'm like, I'm just trying to help you out. Like, I don't want you to spend like 3 hours looking for that thing when it was right there, you know? So that's, like, probably the worst I've ever gotten.
No, you shouldn't backseat game. You shouldn't do that.
That's not backseat gaming. You know, it's like, I'm not going like, oh, jump right here. Oh, jump on that guy.
Well, where I come from, people get shot for backseat gaming, so.
You come from Santa Cruz.
Yeah, from the beach flats.
Nobody gets shot for backseat game. They get shot because they want your game.
My game now.
For me, I guess the one time I can remember a kind of relationship thing going on or problems was just a friend of wanting to sell me his Sega Genesis, and it was just like kind of a price bickering thing. He's like, oh, he told me like, oh, I'll sell it to you for $50. I was like, okay. So I went over there when I got there. He's like, well, no, you know what? I want 60, and I'm not going to give you any games with it. And so I was like, what the hell? You know, and I drove like
all the way. What a jerk.
Yeah, I drove about 40 miles away.
Well, oh,
I mean,
wow.
I got a ride. It was about 40 miles away. It was like from Salinas to like Santa Cruz, but anyways.
Plus you had to get a ride?
Yeah, I had to get a ride, and when I got over there...
That's even more work, yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about when I was, like, in high school. You know,
I still don't matter.
I got it. Well, I mean, first year of high school, when I got a, you know, ride for my mom, and she agreed, like, okay, let's go get you that. And then, yeah, that was the only thing I really remember, like, a problem.
So what was the end result of that?
Didn't buy it, and...
Good.
I didn't talk to that friend too much after that, actually.
Good.
Yeah.
He's a jerk, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Yeah. Oh, so one of these days I'm going to see that guy in the street. I'm just bop him for you, dude.
Yeah. He already did, man. He took his game. It's up in the flats. Yeah. Take your Sonic. I ain't got a Genesis. It's one. It's my game.
Okay, question of the week is. I don't think we talk too much about the Xbox realm, and I'm just kind of curious, what do you think will be like a fair price range for Project Scorpio, and is there anything, any particular games that you like to see on it? Maybe that's too double question, but all right.
Goddamn Xbox questions.
Basically, just what's your opinion about Project Scorpio coming?
All right, so let me paraphrase this the way I think that works. Mm. So what should the Xbox Scorpio be priced, and what needs to be on it to pique your interest?
Exactly. There you go.
You heard that it's not. It's possibly not going to be true 4K.
Yeah. Yeah.
After all the stink they made about PS4 Pro.
Stink.
All right, there you go. That's the question for next week. That will be read on the 7th. So get your question in before February 7th to have it read on the podcast. Thank you.
Good night.